somebody from Wisconsin or something that thinks that they're sitting in the middle of Central Park or something throwing breadcrumbs. And these seagulls are darting and weaving around. You know, you throw out a piece of salami to one seagull, and about 2 minutes later, there'll be 100 of them diving and screaming. Nasty, disease-carrying birds. I hate seagulls flying over me, flocking over me. You know, I'm afraid that they're flapping their wings and them lice are dropping down into my hair. And of course, anytime you get 100 birds directly overhead, the possibility of a direct hit increases 100-fold. I mean, it's just unpleasant, unsavory, unacceptable. And my blood started to boil as I sat there lying next to the loop-de-loo trying to enjoy the peace and contentment of a day at the beach, and there's somebody throwing food at these seagulls, 100, 150 birds squawking and screaming, diving and pooping all over the place. And this woman is saying, "Now, you see, Johnny, the seagull communicates with his friends by means of a high-pitched squeal. When food is seen on the beach, the seagull emits a transmission sound and calls his friends. It's kind of like a come and get it. And all the seagulls in the area come and enjoy the same food and the same good times together. Now, you see, Johnny, seagulls are scavengers. So, in essence, they help our ecosystem by keeping the beach clean, by eating the food that you and I might turn down. So, you see, Johnny, I finally got fed up and I jumped up with my Uzi and I just opened fire. Blown them all away. The woman was sitting there aghast as headless, flopping birds were all over the sand around her, and I smiled. I said, "You see, Johnny, some of us don't like pigeon poop either." Yeah, go ahead.